SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, JN Foundation launches Science Genius Jamaica, and later our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects.
Math counts.
To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because.
Math counts.
Jamaica National JN Foundation has collaborated with science professor at Columbia University, Christopher Emden, to launch its Science Genius Jamaica Education Project, which fuses dancehall music with the teaching of science. The project was officially launched on February 22 and is an amended version to Science Genius in the United States, which uses hip-hop music to reach students. Science Genius Jamaica will use dancehall music to bring the subject to life for students and teachers in an exciting clash competition over the next 2 months, using science-related content to explore and discover the wonders of the subjects. JN Group's Senior Manager of Learning, Development and Culture, Dr. Renee Rattray, says the initiative aims to inspire and nurture the confidence of students by using music and culture to get them more enthused about learning.
Between our culture and our music and our people and our students who are just naturally gifted and whose giftedness we see on display every day without any prompting, it blows my mind and I'm delighted. So the JN Foundation is today tapping into that power and it's our latest initiative. So in the final analysis, we're seeking to achieve confidence in students and students who are able to articulate science theories and concepts no differently than they would if they were learning that under their experience.
She notes that data suggests that students are not performing as well as they should in mathematics and the core science subjects, citing that the pass rate for mathematics is 48%, chemistry 57%, and physics 63%. She believes learning without the rigor will improve these numbers. Economic development benefits from stable and predictable macroeconomic conditions, which include relatively low levels of inflation, a stable exchange rate, and sustainable fiscal balances. That's why goal number 3, outcome 7, is about achieving a stable macroeconomy. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. This reggae legend is known for his smooth lovers rock lyrics and his soulful voice. He formed his own record label, Harmony Records, in 1985 for the release of his Make a Song album, which had 2 Jamaican chart toppers, including What One Dance Can Do and Groove Thing, that were influenced by the dancehall style, which was still in its formative stages. In 2013, he was conferred with the Order of Distinction in recognition for his exceptional contribution to the Jamaican music industry. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
Root Rock Reggae.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Hugh Barris Hammond.
I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good.
Look out for more fun facts about your favorite local music icons for the month of February. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.